these family ties. Prepare the threat they sell. Consume the bread. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Auden, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah, this is our second show. I'm here with Harrison.
Hello.
And this is our second show on Stranger Waves for this semester. I'm working the board today, guys. It's very exciting.
This is a big development. I feel like I'm passing the torch off. It's fun.
So, as you probably can tell, we started with Kamasi Washington today with our little jazz hour. We both love Kamasi Washington.
Yeah, you've seen him, right?
I did not see him. I remember, I think maybe last semester, it was like October, and I was like,
there's
a show in New York this weekend. We need to go.
Yeah.
He's like an insane saxophonist. He's got the whole orchestra with him. I think he's put myself and a lot of our peers, I think, onto jazz.
Yeah, he was one of the first people that really I latched onto when I first heard it. And I was like, okay, this genre has a lot to offer. Because I think that it's kind of so heavily gatekept by the people who are like super, super into jazz that it's kind of hard to like get into. But somebody like Kamasi Washington is very accessible. And yeah, I enjoy his music a fair
definitely.
Bit.
Definitely. It's some good music.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to get straight into the next song. We've got a little Pharoah Sanders and the Floating Points. We're doing Movement 6, with a full orchestra. I think we both appreciate the full orchestra musicians here.
Yeah, so. this is, I don't know if this is my favorite album from last year. Definitely my favorite jazz album from last year, but it's awesome. It's great. Yeah, let's get straight into it.
Thank you.
London Symphony Orchestra goes crazy.
They really do.
Yeah.
Some modern classic music for you.
I was talking to Auden about this during the break, but this entire album is 10 movements. So it's basically just one giant piece of music. And it's a weird mix of electronic, classical, and jazz. You didn't really get to hear any of the electronic stuff in there, but Floating Points is very much like beep boop type music.
Beep boop.
And
you've been into that beep boop recently, though.
I have been into that beep boop music. I have an Aphex Twin album on vinyl. I'm like fully into it now. But yeah, it's awesome. Go listen to that. It's the whole thing. I think it's like slightly over an hour, the whole project, but it's worth it.
I mean, it's like going to a concert in your headphones, though. So yeah.
Yeah.
For free nowadays.
Also, the sound system in WMFO is pretty nice. That sounded
even
good.
Even with the AC unit on, we're still here. I mean, it's fun to listen to that, having played violin, because I don't know. I was never a real soloist. I couldn't get that sound by myself, but once you're playing in an ensemble, it's a totally different experience.
It's got to be top 10 biggest regrets for me was giving up on an instrument when I was younger. I gave up on piano, I gave up on trumpet, I gave up on guitar.
I gave up on trumpet too. I just played that for middle school.
I played that for fourth grade, yeah. We were like, okay, you have to pick an instrument. And it was like between that, I think the trombone and the saxophone, I definitely should have picked saxophone, but
okay, trombone would have been pretty elite. Yeah. I could see you as a trombone player.
Nah, I don't know. Dude. The sax, just like,
yeah,
some
no,
Lisa
right.
Simpson action. Right. Some.
Yeah, no, that's such a funny thing. Like, at least in our school systems, like, you're in fourth grade or fifth grade, and it's the same time when they're like, okay, they need to learn a language and they need to play an instrument.
And then neither worked for me.
And then neither end up working out. And I think maybe you just got to choose one. You can say either you can be musical, or you can go exist in other places in the world.
My mom just texted me, "The recorder, you ruled." So you know, I got that going
that
for
is
me.
True. Wait, why did I? Yeah, no, the recorder
like, that's doesn't.
That's
count.
Just like that's. But the fact that that's a universal experience.
Yeah, I think it's just suburban kids will have this kind of experience.
It's a universal experience for my privileged white.
Exactly.
You know.
Let's keep it going. We got some Free Nationals up next.
Oh god,
this album's so good.
This is like, and this song is just so vibey, it's ridiculous.
All right, let's get right into it. We'll be right back. It's so good.
I mean,
it's so good.
I like come back to that song every couple weeks. I'm like, oh yeah, I like this, and I play it again, and I'm just like, wow, that just always hits, always.
I don't know why I don't mention the Free Nationals in like some of my favorite bands, because I'll always be like walking around with my music on shuffle, and then like Gidget or On Sight or like any of these other songs will just come on, and I'm like, oh my god, they're
so good. That's one of those albums too that like, I love Anderson .Paak. We both love it, like. Yeah. Probably like an obsession. It's probably not good.
But we're feeding into his ego.
But so it's like, I don't know. It's like I'm always listening to Anderson .Paak, but I think part of like this album with the Free Nationals that they've got all these different people on it, and so you can just listen to this through, and it just sounds like
it's a great ensemble Anderson album.
It just sounds like a bunch of Anderson .Paak adjacent songs that you're like gonna love every time.
Because I think that we have to acknowledge that a lot of the reason why Anderson .Paak's music was as good as it was because the Free Nationals were the band behind it.
And I mean, there's also no doubt that Anderson .Paak was holding down that whole band on the drums.
Oh, 100%. But I'm so happy that finally, the like background musicians are getting like sort of a spotlight. Yeah. You know, it's good. It's good to see.
No, I think people are appreciating more and more the like musicianship of these people.
That's awesome. All right, so I think we should just keep the music rolling because we got a long set to get through. I mean, it's not a long list of tracks, but you know how jazz music is.
You know how those 7-minute tracks go.
So up next we have track A, Solo Dancer, from Charles Mingus's The Black Saint and the Sinner Lady. This is like, I don't know if it's like universally considered to be the best jazz album of all time, but I feel like among the circles that I'm in, it is. And yeah, it's
all those jazz circles you're in.
No, I mean like, cause I'm talking about like, I'm in like a bunch of like, you know, like online music type circles, and everybody loves this album. So I listened to it again for like the second time yesterday, and it like blew my mind. So let's just get into it. I don't need to say anything else.
Thank you. The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Auden is killing it on the boards, everybody. Just need to let you know.
Next thing you know, I'm going to be like the Tufts DJ. Like, I'm basically spinning records out here. It's crazy.
So, you know Jake, right? Landerchen, Jake?
Yeah, yeah, the drummer.
Yeah, we were talking a few days ago, and he was talking. They're doing a pizza party for WMFO, and they were having like slots for DJs to sign up.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because he mixes and stuff.
Yeah, and so he signed up, and we were just joking about how like it's gonna be a bunch of people like coming up and playing Spotify playlists, and then Jake comes up and like spins. Yeah, spins like a 10-minute set. Okay, I'm not gonna lie, I was listening to Easter Sunday by Zloopers, and I was actually liking it. And I was like, oh no,
it's like a music psychology thing. Like you listen to the song the first time, and you're like, oh, what is this? I don't like it. And then the second, like regardless if you think it's good. The later times that you hear it, you will like want to listen to it more.
I don't even know if it was that. I think it's because Easter Sunday like just is an Ertl sweatshirt song. Like he's on it. The beat sounds like a throwaway from Feet of Clay or some rap songs.
Yeah.
But like, oh, him live, he was so bad. We were riffing on him
he knew what he did.
Yeah.
That was not quite his career there.
It's also got to be a tough, tough gig to open for JPEG Mafia.
Yeah, that's hard. I feel like JPEG just kind of tossed the Loopers in there. It was like, do whatever you need to, bro.
Zloopers is getting features on like, he was on the Injury Reserve album and he was on something else. Let me see if I can find it.
I think it's because he's like, just... Like, you know how Blueface started doing that? Well, he didn't start it, but, like, he does that thing where he's just always behind, or he's always, like, he's just never on beat. Bless you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
You see, I haven't gotten good enough yet to just, like, fade you down while you sneeze.
Nah, don't worry. It makes us more personable if we're sneezing on it.
Very relatable, guys. We do sneeze. I know you think we don't sneeze, but we do. But Zloopers, I don't know if I could say he was, like, weird. But he was just, like, off enough that I think those guys, like, Injury Reserve and even, like, I can imagine him on, like, Earth Gang, you know, where they're, like, just, like, weird enough.
He was on the new Ertl album. Yeah. That's what it was. Right. Oh,
where
yeah,
they don't care if they're, like, super catchy or something like that. Like, they will just, like, put out whatever.
Like, I don't have a problem with people being offbeat, but, like, somebody like Earl's got way more lyrical talent than Zloopers.
Right. Yeah,
but
you know, right, or you gotta have a reason for it, you know.
Yeah. Wasn't expecting to end at Zloopers talk on today's broadcast, but you know what?
Shout out Zloopers.
This morning I was sitting in bed and I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw a post from like Tusk or whatever, and they're advertising bingo tonight, and I saw it said in the JCC ballroom.
Yeah.
Didn't realize we had a Jewish community center on campus.
I mean, we do. We do, but it's not called JCC. It's called Hillel.
Yeah, so. and then I realized that they have been referred to the Cummings Center, the Joyce Cummings Center, as the JCC.
I mean, I don't even know what to like think about that, because I mean the JCC. If you're gonna call it the JCC, you gotta at least have a basketball court that's like constantly popping off. You know what I mean? Like you gotta have like the basketball court in the basement. You gotta have like really bad water fountains.
I feel like so many of the people who go to this school have the same like JCC type background. Yeah. So like you hear JCC, it's a specific thing.
Like you're not gonna change the definition of JCC for the Joyce Cummings Center. Like thank you for the money or whatever to build that, but.
Yeah. Y'all shouldn't have picked such a cumbersome name if you didn't want to shorten it to something that's already been taken. I mean, or just call it the CC.
No, the CC is the Commons.
Nobody calls it that. That's,
I swear, people.
That's campus
unless
center.
Yeah,
but like nobody abbreviates it to CC.
I've gotten texts from my Slack club chats where it's like, are you, because I was doing, when I was doing the typewriter piece, I was in there with it. I was like,
oh,
are
you in the
be,
CC? Okay, actually
like,
fair.
I was like, I'm going to be in Commons. And they were like, does that mean the CC? When would that not mean the CC? Like, I...
No, like, but you were specifically like in the commons area of the CC, right, which I think I think the whole thing is commons. Yeah, right?
This is confusing.
I break it down to you're either in Hotung, commons, the sink, or upstairs.
Upstairs. That makes it sound very
mysterious. There is the pool room. There is
no one's. I don't know. I don't understand those people. I actually, sorry guys. This is getting a little.
We're just slandering Tufts.
I don't know. Actually, you know what? I've been looking for a place to play pool. We should pull up. Yeah.
No, I remember like the only time that I've spent any extended period of time in there was me, Dan, and Isaac were studying for a Spanish test, and there were these two guys playing ping pong and taking it like way too seriously.
Okay, you can't say anything about taking ping pong way too seriously.
No.
We would like wake up early and like. Or stay up late to play ping pong until 4 a.m. in Hill.
Oh my God. Amy is literally sitting in the pool room.
Oh no. I hope they have that playing on the loudspeaker.
Yeah, I hope she has headphones in. But yeah, no. When I say way too seriously, I mean like sweating. They see us trying to study and they're like grunting and like yelling. And I'm like, all right, bro.
They got like cool. Screeches going every time. They're like actually in pain because of how hard they're playing.
Oh my God. All right.
That's respect. That's respect.
Well, I apologize to anybody who we may have offended with this little tirade. But yeah, stop calling it the JCC. It's like really annoying me.
It's not the JCC, guys.
It's the Cum Center.
Well, now that we've offended all of our listeners, I guess we can get into some more music.
Yeah.
And
let's bring it back with some Kamasi Washington.
Yeah, we're going to go a little full circle here and do some Kamasi Washington off of a slightly later. I guess this one's actually an EP. I think it's only like 5 tracks, but it's like 30 minutes long.
Oh, yeah. By the way, if you haven't listened to The Epic by Kamasi Washington.
We're about to listen. So our first track was from The Epic, and now this is from Harmony of Difference. And for me, like, Harmony of Difference, I can just put it on and listen to the whole thing, and that's it.
The Epic is like over 2 hours long. Yeah, it is called the Epic. Yeah, but
so if you don't want to listen to 2 hours of Kamasi Washington, which if you don't, you're already crazy. No. But if you only want to listen to like 35 minutes of like really good Kamasi Washington,
we'll give you a little taste. We'll give you a little 3 minute taste right here
with humility.
All right, enjoy, everybody. So saw two movies this week in theaters because that's like all I've been doing recently. Been a regular at the Brattle in the Somerville Theater as of late.
I really have been. But I always feel like people that describe themselves as regulars are like 50-year-old white dudes. They're like 70-year-old white dudes that go to diners like my grandpa.
God. It's so funny. So I saw Harold and Maude on 35mm, which is like slowly just becoming one of my favorite movies ever. It's incredible. And then I saw The Conversation last night, which is like.
I want to see that now.
Yeah, I don't know how I hadn't even heard of this movie until the Somerville Theater had put out that they were showing like the new restoration of it, and it's awesome. And it was made between the two Godfather movies.
Yeah,
so it's like lumped between like two of the pillars of American cinema.
Yeah,
and I think it's like arguably just as strong, but for totally different reasons.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's Gene Hackman is incredible, still alive somehow, kicking at 92.
Betty White, though.
R.I.P. Betty White.
It's messed up. We got to stop jinxing all these old people.
Yeah, I know.
It's getting bad.
Zach Fox did it, though. It was 100% Zach Fox.
Oh, no. We cannot have a Zach Fox conversation, I don't think.
I want to get Zach Fox on the show. I'm just going to start like aggressively tweeting at him. No, he's gonna get our show canned. Like, we're going to tell him he can't curse and like talk about anything like taboo, and he's going to come on.
The problem is that worth it?
It might be.
Do we get the show canceled for Zach Fox? And then we just like apologize and we're like, we're so sorry. We had no idea who this guy was.
Yeah, he swore he was going to be
good. He swore he was going to be good. He swore.
I love him. His Twitter is absolutely unhinged. Him and Freddie Gibbs have got to be like absolutely the funniest people on social media.
They're ridiculous.
There was like after the Super Bowl, Freddie Gibbs went to a party and like apparently he bumped into Don Cheadle there. And Don Cheadle just gives, there's this whole meme about like from Freddie Gibbs fans, like any bald black guy with a beard apparently looks like Freddie Gibbs. It's just like, it's not funny, but like apparently Don Cheadle came up to Freddie Gibbs and was like, apparently people say we look alike. And then Freddie Gibbs tweeted it out and then Don Cheadle retweeted it, like confirming that it happened. I thought it was the funniest
That's
thing.
That's so funny. Imagine going to one of those parties where you just bump into Don Cheadle.
Seems like a perfectly nice man.
I mean, that's just Saturday at Tufts, right? Like, that's, you know. The Burn is just, you just pop off at the Burn and you meet Don Cheadle. You got, I think the Obamas were there last weekend. Like, all of them.
Oh, my God. Bedford's going crazy. All right.
Medford is nonstop.
Medford's
guys.
Going crazy. Okay, so up next we have some spiritual jazz from Alice Coltrane, also featuring Pharoah Sanders because he's the best.
Because why not?
I'm not even going to try to pronounce this name. I'm not going to lie. Before I came in, I looked up how to pronounce
it. Yeah, I was just looking at this.
And apparently it's a word in Sanskrit. So there's like the correct.
You know my mom's reads Sanskrit?
That's awesome.
Isn't that crazy?
That's cool. Yeah, but like there's the proper pronunciation and then there's the Americanized pronunciation. Okay, and I couldn't do either.
Yeah, the Americanized is like. Satchidananda.
Yeah, Satchidananda.
And it's a journey in Satchidananda. I'm not fluent in Sanskrit, believe it or not. I know I play the violin, and that's it.
You work the boards.
I can work the board. Some reason, I just have not gotten the hang of Sanskrit yet.
It's a shame. All right, well, let's just get into it. I'm gonna let this track talk for itself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hate looking at that clock and seeing 12:50. Makes me sad.
I know, we're down to the wire here.
Down to the wire.
We really have been mapping out these set lists pretty well. I keep doubting you. I'm like, we need another backup song. We need one more. Yeah. And then you're like, don't worry, we're gonna talk.
I think that I used to worry about it a lot too, and I was like shuffling stuff around until I just kind of figured out that like if I have a guest on, I got to assume we're gonna talk for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, which
makes sense.
And I think, you know. Now that I'm a board master, you can probably start having a couple people on here.
Yeah, we'll see. Great. If people are listening and you're interested on coming on, you're free during this hour.
Yeah, please, if you feel like you want to talk to us about
anything,
if you want to help anything, us. Like this, we could even provide therapy. Like, I'm pretty sure I'm licensed in, like, one of the states.
We are not licensed therapists. Just got to throw this out there.
Yeah, wait, quick PSA. Don't trust anyone that says...
Take our advice with a grain of salt.
Yeah, let them show the degree before they say anything. And I have no degrees, so.
But so we are going to start trying to get some people on here.
Yeah.
Hopefully a specific famous Tufts alum that both of us know.
I don't even know who we're talking about.
Neither does the audience, so it's a little tease.
Yeah. Guys, it's a really good guest. I know who it is. Yes.
All right. Well, we got one song left. This is Auden picked this one for the closer.
Yeah. I picked this one for the closer. It's a little snarky puppy. I think they've been around for a while, but you know, this is something I think everyone should take a listen to.
Thanks for coming on this little jazz journey with us. Hope the rest of everybody's day goes well, and we'll see you next week.
A calm little jazz hour. All right. Thank you, everybody.